This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here's a question for you. What do you think it's going to take for the American people to embrace freedom once again? Not just any freedom. I'd say all freedom, but you know that might be asking for too much, right? We've got freedom deficiency diseases all around us, self-inflicted. We can't have freedom, that's dangerous! Especially when it comes to health care. How about health freedom? What's it going to take for health freedom? I mean, we're talking battles on the front of just, you know what, you don't have a right to say no to injections with stuff you would never put in a baby's bottle. We're going to inject that in your baby. You can't say no. Like, you have freedom? You want freedom? Oh, yeah, I'm all for freedom of choice before the baby's born, or maybe even right after. But no, if they've gone beyond just the right after phase, then you can't stop them from having a vaccine, or 10, or 20. The big health care question. Let's go back into it. Is it freedom that caused this disaster that we're in today? If we call it a disaster, health care crisis. We've been calling it a health care crisis for as long as I can remember. We're a health care crisis. What was it back in Nixon's era, early 70s? Health maintenance organizations came into being. Well, insurance was too expensive even back then. Let's do HMOs. Somewhere along the way, this idea of health insurance became almost a right. In fact, some people, a lot of, I hesitate to use the word stupid because maybe we could still learn them out of it, but ignorant people believe health care is a right. They believe health insurance is a right. Health care for all. Health coverage for all. You know, if a job doesn't have health care coverage, I don't want it. It's a benefit, as they say. Or do you want it? One day you wake up, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you go, my gosh, that form of medicine I thought was so awesome, it was health care, is actually the third leading, or maybe leading, cause of death. And I was arguing that I think everybody should be forced to participate, and we should get coverage for all so we can all have that. What? Access to the allopathic medical monopoly. And let's call it health care. It is not. It's never been. The only place you can ride with me, or I'll ride with you to the allopath, is the emergency room, pretty much. Right? You go to the ER. These are interventionists of an extraordinary ability. A life-saving ability. Putting Humpty Dumpty back together again ability. That's what we're talking about. Brilliant. Never heard me arguing against that, although I would love for them to include a little bit of Arnica Montana in with the trauma. Now CBD in with that. Cannabis instead of opioids. How about considering silver instead of antibiotics? Okay, so even there I say we could do better, right? They do great work putting you back together, but once you're back together, I say if you can run, if not, get somebody on a wheel, push you in a wheelchair out of there fast. Because everything else they've done beyond putting you back together is likely, well, as likely to cause harm or even death to you. And I don't mean on purpose. Accidents. Big time cause of death. proper use, administration, ingestion of prescription medicines. Deadly. Third leading cause of death, as I said. So we have a real dysfunction in our society. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a moment of duh, Robert, right? You can tell me something I don't know. Well, if we're specific to the healthcare issue, that deficiency applies to Democrats and Republicans pretty much equally. Because even the Republicans that pay lip service to the concept of freedom, were they able to repeal Obamacare? No, I think it took an executive order. Wasn't that right? Or was it some legislation that said, okay, now it's not a mandate, but you still could have it. Who up there on the Hill, in the Senate, in the House, in the presidency, has argued for repealing all limitations on the free flow of information when it comes to health and healing? For repealing all limitations on the practice of any form of medicine? Homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, energetic, Ayurvedic, ancient Chinese medicine, whatever it is, and say, you know what? Let's level the playing field just by getting out of the way, and we no longer will promote this idea of licensure. We will open up the floodgates for freedom in America and allow all healers to heal. All of them. Now, they don't get to pretend that they're something that they're not. In other words, I couldn't hang a shingle and say, I'm a medical doctor. I'm not. If I'm a homeopath, I am. I say it, and this is why I say it. You get to decide if that's legit or not. Not the government. Now, if I deceive you or if I harm you and there's demonstrable proof of that, you can come out just like you, anybody. Tort, whatever. Injuries. This is a libertarian principle. Injury. There must be an injury. There must be some kind of cause of action instead of the preemptive. We will not allow homeopaths to do their thing because they might hurt you. Well, how will they hurt you? Well, not with their remedies, but they might give you something and you'll think it works, and then you didn't get the thing you should have got that we say you should have got because that's licensed. It's monopoly medicine. We are so far away from that even freedom-loving Republicans don't even know how we got here. The Flexner Report of 1910 started us on a route, even though it started before that. It started us on a route toward monopoly medicine to eliminate all competition by wiping out curricula in medical schools except those that taught patent petrochemical pharmaceutical dogma. Big Pharma then gained control of the regulators, the government. They started funding these universities, medical schools, and pretty much put everyone else out of business. Now, we've got a resurgence a little bit here and there, but very limited because the freedom of speech is not here for telling you the truth. If I sold remedies, I couldn't be speaking about what they do. I don't sell them. I'm talking about them. This is my healing ministry on the air. And in fact, everybody should establish their own healing ministry and kick the government the hell out of their families, out of their lives, out of their businesses. Separation of medicine and state. But we don't have that, do we, Super Don? It's not even close. What do we have? No. What's going to be the big thing in the next round, the election cycle? What's going to be the big thing, Super D? Is it freedom for everybody? Health freedom for everybody?
Medicare for everybody. Everybody gets Medicare. In fact, you know, funny, because I don't know if you noticed, Bernie Sanders officially announced his candidacy, right. Which is going to be interesting because this is not 2016. I don't think he has even a chance at all.
No, he's got a lot of fans, though. Got a lot
but
of
he's
young
a big
fans.
Medicare for all guy. Senator Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, where his plan is going to, get this, boost government health spending by $32 trillion. That's trillion with a T,
right,
over the next 10 years. Are you kidding me? Where's that money coming from?
Oh, Ocasio-Cortez's couch cushions?
Yeah, well, we'll just pay for it. That's what Cortez says. How are you going to pay for it? We'll just pay for it.
Medicare for all is what they're calling for.
No.
What is it really? This is what's great about this article in Forbes, I have to say. One of the best things, and I've never heard this called this, and I have to say it's brilliant. If you replace Medicare with the word Veterans Administration, or VA, and you say VA for all, talk to anybody who goes through the VA. Any soldier that has served in our military that goes through the VA, gets their care through the VA, says, would you think this would be a good idea to expand your health care coverage, your interaction with the VA, how it has helped you? for everybody. You think this would be a good system?
No, VA for all. That's VA a great thing.
Yeah,
because they've done just so well
a
by
our
veterans, right?
I called for a separation of medicine and state. They're calling for institutionalizing medicine as a religion even more than it already is. This is Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez. Let's say, who else is in the Democrat field so far? I mean, you got a lot of them. A lot of them running already, and most all of them are looking for single payer. I don't know of one Democrat not on a single payer bent. What for? Homeopathy?
Well,
no.
You have a couple. A couple in the running here, and I was reading about this earlier this morning, that have not come out and blatantly just said, yes, Medicare
for all. They're
going
to be drummed out. They're going to be destroyed in the primaries unless they come out for Medicare for all or some form of socialized medicine.
Some of them are trying to ride the fence a little bit on this.
They're not
going to
survive the left-leaning, beyond Looney Tunes Democrat Party at this point when it comes to health care. But, again, not a lot of props for the Republicans because who's out there calling for freedom? For all. It isn't freedom that got us into this mess. That's the problem, too. You don't know history. You say, oh, it was freedom that got us into this mess. No, it was managed care. It was government infusion. It was government intervention. My uncle, the doctor, God rest his soul, warned me, don't become a medical doctor, little Scotty Bell at the time. I'm like, what? I want to be a healer. I've always wanted to be a healer since I was little. You won't want to do doctoring. I promise you. He knew it long before I knew it. And he was right. And, of course, doctors today are some of the most miserable people on planet Earth. Not because they're miserable people. They started that way. They might have gone in it for the right reasons. Now they're miserable because they're trapped in a system that they know they can't do what they would like to do and help people to heal because there's so much government intervention. Now, lest you think that Robert Scott Bell is advocating death for all, right? Oh, you don't want single payer freedom for all. No, it's not freedom. Third leading cause of death, maybe first leading cause of death for all. I am not advocating that. I'm advocating, in fact, the opposite. Because if there were freedom, the natural progression would be those, I call them professions, but those healers in any given profession who are successful will rise to the top, will become in demand, and other doctors of all sorts will say, hey, I want to do what she's doing. I want to do what he's doing because they're getting the results. Now, if you get results within the medical profession, you will be delicensed. You will be drummed out. How much did they attack Dr. Batar? What was he having success with? Reversing autism. Can't do it. Not allowed. Was he reversing cancer? Yes, indeed. Can't do it. Not allowed. We're coming after you. Licensure is devastating for the health of the people of America when it comes to medicine. Licensure in all forms is anti-freedom. Of course, it elevates, raises prices. It squashes innovation. And, of course, the end result is more dead people. I see dead people with socialized medicine. I see dead people with Medicare for all. They're already dying in this semi-free market system, which is not free market already. Folks, separation of medicine and state, I've been saying it for years. Tell your neighbors.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, here I was thinking I was given the most devastating critique of modern medicine. Well, apparently not. Jeffrey Jackson is here to take it one step further with a book called, what is this book that you're bringing up? Can Medicine Be Cured? The Corruption of Medicine? I think I've heard about this.
Yes, it's from an author. His name is Seamus O'Mahony. He's a gastroenterologist from Cork. And his book has been kind of overviewed on the BMJ blog, BMJ.com. And the overview in the BMJ is just, I mean, I was standing up and shouting from the rooftop when I read this book, the kind of the overview of the book. It's absolutely amazing. Basically, they're talking about medicine going from the golden age to the age of disappointment. And they're Seamus is calling big science. Big science is calling the shot. So we have big ag, we have big tobacco, we have big pharma. But in the medical industry, he's coining this big science, and he's saying they've taken over, and they're coming in with promises of cures. Especially he has a section talking about cancer quite a bit. Promises of cancer cures. And really no payoff. He quoted some studies and he said, for all the money that's been poured into cancer cures or cancer, I'm not going to say cures, but you know what I mean. They said an average lifespan is about 1.2 months for people with these new interventions. This is a book I think everyone should get. It just came out recently and it's going to be really, like the Bible for anybody that wants to get out of mainstream medicine and see what's really wrong with it.
Hey, has Del Bigtree reached out to this author to get him on Highwire? You know?
We're working on it.
I'd love to interview him as well. This would be a great, great interview here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not that we're the first to say it. In fact, many people on the inside have been saying it, but of course, what changes in the meantime? What evidence do we have of change? Have they, you know, really reduced the annual rate of death, accidental death, by proper use of medication? I'm not even talking about medical errors. I'm talking proper use. How about have they, you know, done any actual safety studies on vaccines, right, and the whole schedule? So I ask, you know, and I'm all for this guy writing this thing, but what's changing? And will it change, or will it take a collapse? Will it take an outright rebellion like we're seeing from many families who have been, well, harmed, injured, killed children, for instance, from vaccines? And I said this could be the thing that stimulates an overthrow of the medical elitist at this point.
Well, what's interesting is this guy is a practicing doctor in the broken medical system right now. There's quite a few doctors, I think you might know one, that's talking about the medical system that is kind of stepped outside the mainstream medical system and gotten away from it to look at it kind of objectively. But this is a person that's working within it and is critiquing it from within. And he has so some really interesting things to say about cancer. We kind of already know this, but the way he writes it, he says cancer is the number one. No disease is better marketed than cancer. And he talks about Nixon's war on cancer to Barack Obama and Biden's cancer moonshot, which is now renamed cancer breakthroughs under Donald Trump. But he says basically with cancer, there's no disease that we know so much about, yet we can't seem to stop it. We can't seem to get ahead of it. It's a fascinating thing, and anybody in this modern age knows. I mean, they know someone that's been affected by it in a negative way. We're all kind of bound by, unfortunately, that link of a broken medical system treating either ourselves or one of our family members poorly.
Yeah, he even quotes McFarlane Burnett, Nobel laureate, and I've written read a lot about Burnett. I think if my memory serves, I haven't brought him up in a long time related to the concept of latency in immunology and in virology. But he was quoted to have said in 1971, the contribution of laboratory science to medicine has virtually come to an end. I mean, that's back in the early 70s. Like I said, this is not unknown, but these were lone voices in the wilderness, and this guy's another lone voice within the the practice of modern medicine saying it, calling him out. But I ask you, what is changing?
Yeah. You know, I'm looking over some quotes I made for the show here, just some show notes. Listen to this one. He says, progress in curing cancer is now reminiscent of the trench warfare of the First World War, where a few hundred yards of territory might be gained at the expense of thousands of lives. Mm. And then he writes, the medical profession has become the front of house sales team for the drug industry. And this is incredible stuff.
Yeah. Wow. He argues that doctors' professional culture obliges them to do something, anything. But what are they doing? As I said, the Dr. Batars of the world are out there. We've got friends in the medical profession that are out there, but they're too few and far between. I think there are a lot of cowards in the medical profession unwilling to stand up because of what they perceive they'll lose. But what you will gain is your soul. Yeah, I'm saying it that deeply, that seriously, because of the death rate due to modern medicine. Folks, we can do better. We're going to do it with Jeffrey Jackson after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking today at the White House, President Trump updates us on the latest trade negotiations with China.
We'll see what happens. I can only say that the talks with China on trade have gone very, very well. In the meantime, our economy is very strong. We're doing well. I don't know if you noticed, but deficits seem to be coming down. And last month it was reported, and everybody was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. We're taking in a lot of money coming into our treasury from tariffs, from various things, including the steel dumping. And our steel companies are doing really well, aluminum companies also.
The president also signs a directive to establish a U.S. Space Force. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her first appearance at a Supreme Court hearing following her cancer in December. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had been working from home while she recovers from the operation. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't you love it when you catch the mainstream, medically, pharmaceutically conflicted media in a lie or a series of lies or an unending string of lies? Sometimes you can nail them all in one article. And that has happened with the help of Jeffrey Jackson when it comes to the Sacramento Bee. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's busted.
Now you go to jail and marry big smelly man.
That's right, Jeffrey Jackson caught him dead for rights. The Sacramento Bee caught in measles hysteria lie. Readers force retraction. Jeffrey's written the article on it. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What hath the Sacramento Bee got stung by now?
Oh, the Sacramento Bee. So many taglines we can use, but the bee is caught, and they got caught big time. So during this measles, I called it measles hysteria. Every media outlet was throwing their hat in the ring, trying to get some ratings, trying to get some shares on social media by saying who can get the scariest measles article out there to get people vaccinated. So here comes the Sacramento Bee, and they write an article. And it's titled, Measles Outbreak May Spread to California, because they're in Sacramento. That's where they're based. Doctors are warned with risk of deafness and autism. So here we are, first time we've seen measles linked with autism. You know, before it was refrigerator mothers. It was mothers who weren't loving their kids enough. That caused autism. Then it was bad genes. That caused your autism. And now apparently it's just a mild measles infection. You're going to get autism from it, according to the Sacramento Bee. Well, thankfully, we have a guy out there. His name is Neil Miller, and he wrote a book in 2016. It reviewed 400 scientific papers by parents and researchers on vaccine studies. So this is a guy, this is a writer and a medical research journalist that just lives in these things. And he read this Sacramento Bee story and started conversing with the writer of this, the journalist, the health journalist from Sacramento Bee, her name's Kathy Anderson. He said, look, your story is quoting the Mind Institute, UC Davis Mind Institute's paper. That's great. But they're talking about rubella. The entire study you're quoting is talking about rubella, not autism.
and not the measles vaccine, or not measles.
That's right. That's right. And this journalist just decided, because, you know, there was some isolated measles cases across the country, that she would just take this study and say, well, I'm going to go ahead and replace rubella with measles and put this scare headline out. And that's what she did, but she was caught. And so Neil Miller wrote her a couple emails and said, look, you're misquoting these people's research, and you're causing public panic, and it's sloppy journalism at best. And she said, oh, thanks. Basically, I have this in my article. I have the screenshots of their emails. She said, thanks. Actually, both rubella and measles can cause encephalitis and autism. She not citing her sources. And she said, I'll make a correction. Well, what she did, now this is telling for everybody. So we have a journalist that misrepresented a scientific study and put her own information in there. But when she was called out on it, she said, I'll make a clarification. All she did was remove the link from that study. So readers now at that point in the story, they have no way of knowing, no way of fact checking this journalist. So she took away any semblance of truth from this article. Now it's just her word. You just believe her. So what eventually happened, long story short, was they had to print a retraction. And it says basically at the end of this story was changed. This is at Sacramento Bee. The story was changed February 5th to correct the name of the virus that caused neurodevelopmental and intellectual disabilities in children. So she changed it to rubella instead of autism. I'm sorry, instead of measles. Mm-hmm. Problem was, there's this thing called the Wayback Machine, which is like an internet archive. It takes screenshots of articles. So I went and did some research on the Wayback Machine, and she didn't change the story on February 5th. In fact, the story was up for a full 9 days before she changed it, even though she told Neil Miller in correspondence that she would change it, even though their retraction notice that they changed the story a day after it was published. It was actually 9 days after it was published. So even in their retraction, they have to lie. And this is what I find so interesting.
Well, don't stop now.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, this is what I find interesting, because this is how hard it is. So when people say, well, the media is lying, the media is taking a piece of truth and then spinning it for a lie at the end, this is how hard it is to get them to change their tune when they're caught.
Mm-hmm.
They're caught. They're literally caught dead to rights. They said they changed it. They didn't change it. They just took a link off. Then
listen,
they print a retraction.
This happened with one guy, Neil Miller. We've had him on the show. He's a great guy. Very intelligent. The book that he wrote is incredible. Now, I want you to think, and Super Don, chime in on this, because remember, Darla Shine basically tweeted out about the measles vaccine and cancer, or the measles and cancer, right? She might have erred in the way she presented it. But CNN had actually covered a story about a form of measles that they were using to treat cancer. She didn't reference, for instance, the studies that showed having a naturally acquired measles infection gaining immunity, prevent certain cancers from manifesting later in life. But did you see the reaction when she did that? I mean, it was like full-on slot. I mean, just they were going bonkers. Can you imagine with the mistakes in this Sacramento Bee article, if any one of us, or if Jeffrey Jackson had made an error, right, referencing one thing off, just a hair, what would have happened? What would they have done to Jeffrey as opposed to one guy going after the Sacramento Bee, Super D? What do you think?
Yeah, it would have been insanity, crazy circus, baloney that you're seeing in the media right now. You know, you reference Darla Shine. They won't leave her alone at this point. I mean, she made this comment like a week ago, right? And they're still doing, you know, media exposés, fact-checking segments with Elizabeth Cohen on CNN to pick apart and everything that she said and see how she's wrong. These fact-checking things, by the way, you know, the fact-checking thing used to be something that was interesting. But fact-checking now is just a weapon. It's a way to go after somebody that you don't like, that you want to try and destroy. And so you do a fact-checking, which hasn't been fact-checked by anybody else, which needs to be. But, yeah, that's what would happen. You know, you would be persecuted, and they would send the army of Twitter trolls after you as well, which is what they've done in this case with Darla as well.
Incredible, though. Yeah. And so, Jeffrey, you have to be so careful, obviously, and meticulous in everything you do, because if there's any ability to stick a needle in anything, and no pun intended, because they want to stick needles in all of us, but they will destroy you. And here you go, this great example, and you wrote this piece, I want everybody to read it, about how wrong this reporter was in the Sac B and how much they didn't really correct it, the record, and how much they want to leave the impression that they originally put out there, I think, on purpose.
Yes. And, you know, this isn't just they misquoted a number, they misquoted something. They're literally causing a hysteria, a public hysteria. This is if a person stood up in a movie theater and shouted fire, that's a misdemeanor. So right. When the media does it, of course, it's fine. But these aren't small chips here. This is a really big deal. And Super D, you mentioned Elizabeth Cohen. She can do actual journalism. She did some great journalism. I hate to say this, but some great journalism with the acute flaccid myelitis story. She followed those up for months and months when the CDC was not counting those accurately, was not counting the deaths, was basically trying to take it out of the American public's view. But when it comes to vaccines, Elizabeth Cohen is also the person that kind of put the nail in William Thompson's story. She had the pole position to report on that, and she did the Hear This Now story on that, which became a meme online, Hear This Now.
You know why I can't give her props for that cute flaccid myelitis thing? Because there was never once, to my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeffrey, that she said, I wonder if anybody's investigating whether this is a follow-on to vaccination, right? These acute responses to vaccines. Did she once even acknowledge that as a possibility?
No. And no. That goes to John Rappaport's Fake News 101, 10 reasons, 10 ways that people can do fake news. One is lies by omission.
Lies by omission, exactly. And so, you know, this is where, you know, me and Super Don come to blows sometimes over CNN. You know, he makes me sometimes have to agree with something CNN does, and it upsets me greatly. But, you know, again, I recognize what you've just said, Jeffrey, about her reporting, but again, it's part of the fake news presentation by omitting certain facts or even questions that any researcher, any Sherlock Holmesian investigator would ask. What else could be looked at? They completely eliminate that by not mentioning it as if it doesn't exist as one possible route of manifestation, right? You can't eliminate it until you eliminate it. They won't even acknowledge it.
And that's another technique of fake news, is not connecting the dots between important pieces of data. There's two, anybody that's been in this information for a while, you have to make that, try to have that conversation, that debate about what about the vaccines? Well, when she covered that, in great point, when she covered that, not a mention of the vaccines, and you gotta put that in there as a conversation piece, because there is data over the last 50 years showing that the vaccines do, in fact, cause acute flaccid myelitis in some patients. Back in the studies in the 60s, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty darned amazing. Hey, you're up in the northeast of the U.S. sometimes. Do you know about this guy, Senator Ed Markey? Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts.
I've heard the name. I'm not familiar with his work.
Well, take a look, man, because he's big on the Green New Deal of Ocasio-Cortez, and he's also one of the biggest cheerleaders for the universal flu vaccine that even Tony Fauci, of all people, who we never agree with, says, not really. You sent us $1 billion. We can't do it. We don't mind the money, but we can't do it. And this guy, Ed Markey, says, oh, yeah, this is it. We're going to do it. It's like, this is, you know, I can't say anything nice about him, so I won't say anything. But these are the people we're dealing with in the Democrat and largely the Republican Party that have no earthly idea how health works, how the immune system works. So they defer to experts, officials, and they are marched into those boxcars to get vaccinated, just like all of those, well, I don't need to go there. But Jeffrey, again, you're doing amazing work with your exposés, and again, I'm excited to see you every week that you're on High Wire with Del Bigtree as well.
Thank you so much, and it's great being on with you guys as well, and I will put that gentleman in the journalistic crosshairs and see what I can find. And if Tony Fauci didn't like it, holy cow, because Tony Fauci
he loves everything.
The swine flu vaccine.
Oh, yeah. No, and he plays the AIDS scam caused by HIV scam. For all it's worth, billions and billions and billions, and now another billion for a universal flu shot that will never be. They might market it into existence, but it won't make it real any more than the immunity that's garnered from a vaccine. It's not the same thing, folks. JeffreyJackson.com. Check it out. He's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We got an upcoming Echo Water Molecular Hydrogen Frequency Generation webinar this Thursday. We're going to tell you more about it when we come back from this break. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, RobertScottBell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we made it. Final segment of today's show. Thank you for being here on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio a little later, and YouTube streaming, what do we call it, a simulcast. We got big announcements coming up, show changes coming up in March, but we'll get you more details. In the meantime, there are a lot of upcoming events. The one that's coming up so fast, we didn't have time to tell you yesterday in detail. We've got it now. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Thursday. We go live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. But at 6 p.m., 1 hour before showtime, we are going to do a live webinar with Paul Barrichello, and we're going to be doing Echo Water, Molecular Hydrogen, Frequency Generation, and all your questions are going to be answered. And even if I have to leave to go on the air, there are going to be more time for questions than I have time there. But, Super Don, did you send the links out? Did you add them into the notes? Because I know you're going to blast them out.
Here's what you do. If you are a member of our Facebook page, you will find that pinned to the top of the page. You can register there. If you go over to robertscottbell.com, it is in the upcoming events page. So just click on upcoming events. You'll find a banner there for that that you just click on there so you could register. And if you would like to get more information on that, as well as the aforementioned show changes that are coming up in March, and anything else that we want to keep you in the loop on, sign up for the newsletter at robertscottbell.com up in the upper right-hand corner.
Beautifully said, Super Don. Okay, Robert Scott Bell on Facebook has it. We'll add it to the notes. We'll be email blasting it. And please, you know, you can share this too. If you see it on Twitter, if you see it on Facebook, grab it, share it with your groups, spread the word. We want everybody plugged in at least to learn about the technology. And if you've been thinking about getting the technology, there are new ways to do it, and there will be discounts, big discounts for you for participating in the webinar. So that's that. Other upcoming events, I don't know if there's anything critical we need to mention right now, but there's an upcoming events tab, so to speak, on the Robert Scott Bell Show website.
Yes, there is. And like I said, we try and keep that up to date on things that we want you to get plugged into. So you check on that frequently.
All right. So finally, this is what we get to do.
Pass the Tucci on the left-hand side. Pass the Tucci on the left-hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, y'all, do you know any depressed mice? Right? Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
No, Mickey Mouse pretty happy.
Uh-huh.
Getting paid well. Right? No, but apparently there are depressed mice. They've tested this on. They've compared CBD from hemp and cannabis, cannabidiol, against, what do we call those, antidepressant drugs that are so dangerous and deadly they cause suicide, right? Groundbreaking new study conducted by the University of Sao Paulo found that CBD works as a long-lasting and rapid antidepressant in mice. And this was published in the journal Molecular Neurobiology this past June, but it's being, you know, brought about now. This was actually published today as far as in the mainstream press. And basically, CBD, cannabidiol, successful at inducing rapid and sustained antidepressant-like effects when tested on rodents. The question is, what about humans? Any possibilities there, Super D? What do you think?
Well, I would hope, I'm not a scientist, but I would hope that when they do these experiments on things like mice and cats and monkeys and whatever, that there's a reason why they're doing that, aside from wanting to see whether it's going to make mice happier, that there's like some kind of connection to human physiology and biology as well. Mm-hmm. Do I think that CBD helps with depression with humans?
Mm-hmm.
Anecdotally, yes.
I say the same thing. I think we've had good reports on it. You know, they added some other studies about using it alongside antidepressants, and they said they were able to lower the dose of those antidepressants.
Well,
that's already a good thing.
That's a good thing, though, yeah. I guess. I mean, we could say, yeah, less is better, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be nice to get off of them altogether.
I think so. And I think inevitably we're going to see more. In fact, we know in the states where cannabis is full-on legal, there has been a reduction in some of these things. We've talked about alcohol use, which also can sometimes go hand-in-hand with depression. So I have high hopes, so to speak, and a lot of science to support a lot of benefits to the brain and nervous system and the gut-brain connection that hemp cannabis has, particularly cannabidiol in this case, as we've been studying more and more and more. So, y'all go out there, get some CBD. Our friends at CV Sciences have it for you at health food stores everywhere, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. RSB15, get you 15% off. Special thanks as well to Beta Glucan, our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio for your best deals. Go get some Echo Water or wait 2 days for our big webinar. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back going outside the box tomorrow with Ty Bollinger and who knows what else. Good stuff coming. Really, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.